phonetically. Is that what you said?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm here reading the banner, looking at the board.
Oh, I just hit my tooth on my damn.
See, can you stop being so
reckless? Damn shit.
Damn shit. Anthony, can you say that one more time?
My damn shit.
One more time.
Damn.
Okay, that's good.
Shit, damn.
Shit, damn.
Shit, damn.
Jasmine.
To the cat dog beat.
Can you talk? Okay. Keep talking.
No, bitch.
All right, so turn your mic down.
Turn it off.
I guess I hear you.
You guess, bitch.
What up, y'all? It's the Amira Show happening right now. It's been so long, and it is what it is. Y'all just missed a fantastic shit-talking session by the Ain't Shit Bitch.
To whom are you referring? My squad.
It was phenomenal.
It was you. It was phenomenal. It was beautiful, and we missed it. She called me a snack cake whore. Stupid.
No,
bitch.
I said to not be confused with the snack cake.
You just made her do it.
Thank you very much. I said you're not a snack cake. I said you're not a ho ho. That is a snack cake. You are WW, a whole whore. You have to say
whole. Whore.
However,
whore.
We're cool, so I don't want to be that formal. So I just say you a hoe.
And that's how you call your friends hoes. That's
properly
hoes.
Proper.
Yeah.
That is casual conversation 101.
Absolutely.
And she just ain't shit. So it just.
Oh, that's not nice.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
Wow. I don't know who raised you.
Oh my God.
I feel like I've met your parents, that's but I don't know thing. If that's what happened. Like, I feel like something went off the wheels when they were trying to raise you. So I commend them. They tried. And that's okay. That's what matters, is that they put in the good faith effort. They came out with you, but damn, they tried.
But damn!
Wow. So it continues, eh?
It does, apparently. Okay. No, bitch, you can't have any of my water over there.
Bitch, I already did. You already said I could. You can't renege on air.
I can renege.
Give me back my water.
You said on air?
Give me back my water.
I will mute everyone. Don't you...
Drink my water on air.
I just gotta watch that bitch just be disrespectful.
Don't drink her water on the air.
And drink my goddamn water on the air. Ew.
It was on air. Did y'all hear
fuck
that?
All of that. All right.
Thank
well,
you for coming to my TED Talk.
Anyways, TED Talk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, y'all. So, like I said, I've been MIA for a very, very long time.
Facts.
I still got collaborators and people that I'm working with, but they kind of been waiting on me, I guess. Not necessarily waiting, but you know. But shout out to you all. We're not going to be on the air all night tonight. We had other plans tonight, and we are going to push those plans to next week. We actually were going to shout out to Nene at night. We were supposed to have our collaboration this week. Wet Wednesdays, every middle of the month, because we like it in the middle, but... we pushed it to tonight, and then we pushed it again to next week. So this time it won't be in the middle. It'll be like in the back of the month.
In the back. We doggy style.
So it still works out.
In the back of the month.
Right. It still works out. So
throw it back.
Yes.
We throwing it back. So y'all stay tuned for that next week, which will be at 9 o'clock, 9 to 10. Turn up. I don't remember what we about to talk about, but it's always some good shit. Tonight we finna chat. Oh, just again, shout out to all my collaborators and everyone. I absolutely love and adore y'all. Oh, make sure y'all go check out my new episode with Bree Renee of Love, Sex, and Magic Company. We have episode 2 of Healing AF out, and it is about trauma bonding, and how to heal from that and other ways to do so. I'll post a snippet again back on Instagram because I slacked with that. Also, we got a discount code for the store. If you go purchase some shit, type in Amira Show in all caps, and you get a percentage off of your purchase after you spend like $30. So make sure I go do that. go support my girl, go get some waist beads and some shit like that, because she started making waist beads. And let's get cracking. Also plants. I think she's selling plants too. That's pretty dope. I think I want a plant. We should get a plant for the office, y'all.
Yeah.
All right, we getting a plant. I get a plant for the office.
You said what?
Question.
Oh, yeah. So who's in the station with me? I just want to say, because Shanti is here, that squad
if
member.
Y'all didn't.
But they taking a break from the microphone today, as if they've been on the microphone for the past couple months.
They bars is too hot.
They bars is too hot. So if you hear anything from the peanut gallery.
Ooh, cool. I was gonna say the audience. I feel like that's more respectful. Like
audience
mirroring shit.
Bitch, you like shit.
Excuse you.
With your whole explanation between ho ho and
are we going back in this?
There you go.
No, we probably shouldn't revisit this.
Jasmine, ask me. I have a question.
Go back to my TED Talk.
Not the TED Talk.
Yeah.
We got Jasmine in this bitch.
Hi.
Ain't shit.
I'm such a sweet person.
Oh my god.
It's my
friend.
It's my sweet voice.
The world heard otherwise.
No, just you, bitch.
Oh yeah, that was just a I didn't hear it say nothing.
Whatever.
Thank you. See? Anthony on my side.
So while they're part of my squadron, they also got Fem Drip, Jazzy and Shanti. Make sure y'all go follow that. Go ahead, plug your show, you stupid bitch.
Oh, all right. Hi. I'm Jasmine. I'm a co-host of Fem Drip. My other co-host is in the audience. Okay. Kate Nance. We're on break right now, so catch all of season 1 and 2. We coming back next month. So, check us out on all major platforms. I'll follow us on Instagram at film.drip, Twitter at film.drip, one word. That's it.
That's it. And they're actually one of my collaborators slash partners too, but we working on content eventually.
Yeah.
And then we got this nigga over here.
Ooh, that's rude.
What's up, nigga over here?
That's the dude version of thought. You know, that hoe over there.
No,
like, this nigga over here.
You did do that.
This nigga over here.
I am.
But you can't. That's not Tanol. Like, we ain't doing that. This is just this nigga over here.
Ant is the man with the plan. I feel like you haven't been on the mic in a minute.
It's been like 4,700 minutes.
Damn, it's a lot.
God damn.
I need an accountant out there to tell me how many days it's been.
I don't even think it's that long for real. It might be only like a month or so. So
that's a long time. 425,600.
We really calculating this. We really.
No, that's not the right.
Yeah, no.
That's not the right calculation.
You do not have to calculate it.
No, rent people come for me because I don't really know the words. See, look, I'm a man talking about the audience.
Preach that, I guess. Stupid whore.
But yeah, I'm over here.
Nice of you to join us, Anthony. I missed you on the mic.
Hey.
Yes, I think the last time you was on the mic, it was actually when we had Sync Mars in here.
Oh yeah,
we had Baby Blue in here. I think
I was right here.
Yeah,
with a cat. Yeah, I remember.
That was our last full show before the revolution happened.
Oh,
so y'all bear with me. I'm trying to get back into it slowly but surely. Slowly but surely, Jasmine face. I don't appreciate it.
I'm so sweet. What are you talking about?
Don't play for my GoPro.
No. Oh.
Rude. Okay, see, I was going to support you, but I take it back.
You were about to support shit.
what were you about to say?
Are you curious?
I was just going to say that, some things take time. Like, how we on break? You was on break.
Let me get her.
But you know what? Fuck you. Hurry up. Go back. I'm playing.
I was waiting on that.
You ain't shit.
That's what I was looking for.
All it.
What? Anthony.
I was waiting on her to not do that.
You was waiting on her to do that because she was like, go ahead and say what you was going to say.
Blah.
And she said the shit.
Go ahead and say what you going to say.
For tonight's topic.
I don't think that's it.
That was like a K. Topic.
If y'all don't listen to her. That's not how you spell that
two
word.
Two K's, I think.
But what's the topic?
Topic.
Tonight's topic is Pussy Anthems. Yes. And why are we talking about Pussy Anthems?
Why?
Because.
Because the whole world is tripping off number one Billboard hit WAP.
So who,
and WAP stands for wet ass pussy.
Right. So whoever
not that
thinks,
radio shit that says wet and gushy. It's wet ass.
Is that what
pussy.
It says?
Does it
I
say
never
that?
Heard it on the radio.
That just sounds kind of worse, actually.
Weird. It's weird. Gushy. It's wet and
gushy. Wet and gushy. Yeah.
That's what, like the video. The video's in the edited version. So, like,
oh,
when you
really?
Watch the video, that's
I
what
ain't
she's
watched
saying.
The video.
Yeah, she's saying wet and gushy. Oh. That's why she told people, watch the video, but also stream it, because streaming got the real.
I need you to know what it
was. Well, to me,
well,
as soon as I saw WAP, and I was like, okay, I didn't think anything of it. But then when I saw the preview of the video and all the water and shit, I was like, wet ass pussy.
Privates.
Immediately.
Oh, I didn't think that at all.
I was like, it's kind of wet in this music video.
See, I am pure of heart.
Oh, is that what you.
Yes. I thought it was just.
I did not know that that's what it was going to be about. I'm not mad at it.
One of my students.
I was just surprised.
He's a sweetheart. He thought. I don't think he for real thought this. Maybe he just told me.
Whoa.
Wait, you better not say worshiping first.
Waffles and pancakes.
Oh, yes. No. Look at him praying.
What you praying to? The waffles and pancakes?
The waffles and pancakes.
The waffles and pancakes.
No, that means he looked at that shit when he was hungry. Syrups. That's all that means. That,
right.
He was hungry. And that's fine. You're not pure. You're not innocent.
You're just
hungry.
I got you. You would have thought the other shit any other time.
Y'all bless his heart. Fuck his heart.
No, he didn't mean that shit. He was hungry.
He was hungry.
I was like, and I was very transparent. I was like, you know I stand for this. No, it actually stands for this. Okay.
He corrected you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
I let it go.
No, he was right. Apparently. I don't know how.
I let it go because I'm one of those.
We all knew what it stood for, so I was just going to leave it be. Feel me?
I might Google it. Pull your phone out right now and Google it.
Oh, my goodness.
See, I don't let shit go.
So with this beat or with this dropping, Cardi B and Meg and just the song in general and every bitch in it, like, all caught heat from, like, so many people, cis-hetero men, I feel.
What the fuck is it?
Senators and shit.
Them.
Really? There was senators?
Yeah,
like,
I think, like, two senators.
Thing.
One was like,
for
this
what?
Is the worst song ever, and they're just worshiping devil shit. I wish I like screenshot it because he mentioned the devil, and I was like, bro,
I was
so your wife's vagina is dry.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
A wet ass pussy. You're going to hell.
I seen somebody try to be like, you need to go to the doctor, and then the doctor actually got on like, actually, no, that's healthy. Shut the fuck up.
Someone actually tried to be like, that's a medical problem if you have
like
a wet vagina.
You have, there's
cute.
Something wrong
was
with
it,
you.
Was it a like, do they have a vagina?
Right.
Because I don't feel
know.
Like...
Probably not.
No.
But that's what they want in the bedroom.
You know
so,
what I'm saying?
So, okay. I don't understand.
It's okay. You don't understand.
And like, we know this shit's fine. It's fine, but the doctor broke it down and just made him feel real stupid. It's like, actually...
I need all the doctors to comment. Yeah. To comment. That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. Like,
how is sex for you?
Like, right!
Yo, like...
I just want to know. Like,
you just like that.
I don't have.
He likes
problems,
that Bisquick
so
mix in the pussy.
Ew.
It's dry in here.
Ew.
Like, and then the vocals like this.
Ew.
Oh my god.
That's how pussy sound when he fuck.
What?
Oh my god. I hope she don't get ate out. She don't get bronchitis.
Not bronchitis. I just cannot. Oh my god, please don't. Okay, there we go. Oh, okay. The way Shanti holding this microphone.
I don't want this.
I gave the mic to the member of the audience.
The member of the audience.
Let me loosen it up for you.
I said the mics.
Oh, shit, bitch.
Okay, I'm good.
What's up? Nice of you to join us on the microphone.
Hey, y'all. Shanti White.
Hey.
The hell?
Oh, dang. Somebody get Jasmine.
you can get that mic. So basically, Shanti, to catch you up. No, I'm just kidding.
That's what she said.
I did, because it's right there. It looked like a lot of work for Shanti and I to get that together.
I mean, y'all can have y'all combo.
Ooh.
Y'all little combo.
Oh, All right then, bitch, trying to get my mic away.
So another comment that I saw, and I've seen this kind of just going around, and I even commented on Facebook, and I'm just like, I need to quit commenting on Facebook.
Yeah, stop doing that.
Not on Facebook.
Like,
yeah. Go ahead.
It was basically that the song, because you know Cardi be like, I don't take out the trash and shit, and I'm just kind of like, who be rapping about?
Yeah, I don't
about?
Cook, I don't clean, but I still got this ring.
Yeah, I'm just like, who raps about housekeeping? About that shit. First of all, it don't even sound cool. Second, they're like, that? You're teaching our daughters to not have basic skills and blah, blah, blah.
They already don't children. Have those skills.
And I'm just like, for one, is it their responsibility?
That was my question.
That's what the comment was?
That's what
I didn't get that from that.
No, that's what streaming, like, or that's what was regulating with, that was one of the comments that was put out there. It was that they're teaching, the song is teaching, or they're teaching our daughters or our young women, you know,
no basic skills,
and they're empowering being a whore. And I was like,
what does that even mean at the end?
And I was about to say, what? How?
Like, how is she a whore? You can do all these things in a committed relationship. Like,
yeah.
Right.
And all she did was explain, she gave you tips, bitch. Like, you should be grateful.
Not every household has to go, like, you know, like.
Because I literally had a conversation about this at work. Typical. But it wasn't nothing about her being a hoe. She was like, I'm going to do that to my husband. I was like, that's right, bitch. You better.
See.
Because she learned some shit from that song.
Even if it did touch on being a hoe, or if people got that from that, I mean, I'm just kind of like, who gives
There's
a fuck?
There's plenty
like,
of songs that touch on that as
you know,
well that don't
we
do no harm.
We got niggas out here like, this song ain't for children, and da-da-da, and I'm like, that's correct.
That's
like,
correct.
When has that ever been a
there's
problem?
There's a lot of songs not for kids.
This song ain't nothing new. Like,
it's really not. You know, and
anybody black who posts went through the whole list of everything we dropped.
There's been worse. They acting like Trina never was around. Like, they acting like Trina was never around.
Look back at it, was my shit. And if you do the math, I'm 26. Do the math. Like, I don't care. I know all the words.
It's like everybody's
right now.
Gross. Like, what are we getting at?
That's what I'm saying.
Slob on my knob.
Like, corn on the cob. Check it with me.
I'm going to tell y'all a story about a member of the audience.
Okay. Wait. I'm thinking like, oh. But
so... some people,
go on.
Guess I'm not gonna say their name.
That's fine.
Never heard that song until high school. Slob on the knob, like corn on a cob. Till high school,
that's impressive.
I know, right? I was like, that is great. I was in there like slob on my, and like I kept going, like only the first part, because you know they just heard people singing it. They never like heard the song. Uh-huh. And we was like in computer class one day. Pulled that shit up. And then that shit was funny because on YouTube, they literally got pictures for like every part of the song.
No type.
It was like slob. It was a knob. It was corn.
I'm caught. I'm dead.
Yo.
It's okay, audience member. I didn't know all the words until high school. So.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. There's a few of us out here. Us angels.
I'm not going to call y'all that.
Ooh, wow!
But
stupid
just
bitch.
I know y'all,
but this
angel personally.
Apparently knew the words.
Every single word.
You know every word?
And all the ad libs.
Huh. And the ad libs.
I just cannot. So, the way people are tripping off of this song, I mean, personally, I mean, it's really just bringing a lot of traction, and it's just bringing a lot of money
it's
flow
really
and attention. Yeah. And just like, y'all over here.
Is that what y'all was doing?
It's the same thing that happened with Miley Cyrus. Everyone was mad about when she went crazy. I loved it. And I mean, that bitch was.
Hooked. I didn't.
I love when that bitch went crazy.
I didn't think that shit.
I was
shit.
Like, yes. I would love it if everyone from Disney just went crazy.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I mean, I'm cool with going crazy. I didn't feel like it was really that genuine, and I felt like she was using people and shit. That's a whole situation.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of twerk appropriation, so.
Yeah.
It was like doo-doo, too,
and
sometimes.
Miley twerking is not cute.
Yeah, yeah, that's what
However,
it was.
She was working on it at some point.
Yeah,
everybody, you know, thing. If you want to twerk how you feel. I don't mean I'm gonna like it. So
yeah, that's fine. That's like your stance.
I'm just saying you might not like how
not necessarily
that
for
is
you.
Perfectly
yeah,
okay.
I got you.
It's perfectly fine.
That is perfectly okay.
This is true.
What's another pussy anthem that people are trying to act like ain't never dropped?
I don't know. Let's see. Think of all the songs of my youth. I swear, it's like some shit I'm saying it now. I'm like, wait, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Ew. I mean, no, like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Right. Like, as kids, we just singing it and shit.
We over it, like,
yeah. But then as we get over, like, oh.
That shit was gross.
Oh, gross.
That's fine, though.
I
didn't understand
gross.
What skeet
like,
skeet
huh.
was.
Yeah, like,
Dave Chappelle was like, they don't know what it means.
It's okay, though. It's really not a big deal. Like, I feel like it is the beginning of sexual exploration.
Yeah.
Through some type of medium. So you either explore through physically touching yourself, explore through videos, and explore through music and other art pieces.
I just don't understand why.
It's just not a big
deal. It really don't.
I just feel like
to me, it's a conversation.
Listen to like.
I was wondering.
Most songs out here that got all the bops.
Been gross.
They're all gross. It just is what it is. And
that's why I'm like, why this one?
It's not up to these artists to, you know, I mean, if you think it's trash, then that's your opinion. But I'm just tired. It's not up to these artists to be out here.
Don't like the song.
That's
fine.
Cool.
That's fine.
Like, don't try to make it seem like the song is gone. Oh. The song is what's making you do all this stupid
right.
shit.
Right. Don't try to make it appear as if like these songs that are put out are supposed to act as lesson plans for our children.
Lesson plans. And quit
trying to take the responsibility from the parents. You know what I'm saying? Like everyone, like I know kids have access to the internet, like we were saying before. But I'm just like, if the parents are going to make internet accessible and technology accessible to their kids, then yes, their responsibility to monitor and track how they're using that and stuff.
Because
if shit is not for kids, shit is not for kids. That's how it's always been.
And WAP is a empowerment song.
I love it.
Because some people could be self-conscious about their wet ass pussy. Like, am I too wet?
Am I too wet?
Exactly.
I have thought about that. I was like.
Exactly. That is fast.
So like, no, I'm going to take ownership, and I'm gonna be proud.
Tell him, bitch.
Okay. That made me feel great.
Tell him, bitch.
Listen to the words.
I think it is empowering.
Embody those lyrics.
It's showing that there's a whole new type of woman out here. I mean, she been out here just on the DL because
but she got number one.
Niggas
out,
is mad, facts. But you know now that they
she got number just, one.
Right.
They
so
got number one out.
So clearly,
there's something wrong. Apparently,
clearly, you know. So if y'all think
at Biggie movie, he told Lil Kim to be sexual. He said, "I don't want to hear you doing no street shit. I want you to do
lose
some
the
sexy
shirt.
Shit.
Look, your face and everything.
Sexy shit. That was Biggie to look.
Hey, so he's
like, okay. Shoot. Listen to Lil Kim.
Nasty
I just
fun.
Said that, like, Lil' Kim, like, anything you can, yeah.
Gross. Music videos was worse than WAP. What are you saying?
Oh, my God. Listen, go watch I Get Around. Like, actually fucking in that video.
Yes. Didn't it black it out or something around her?
I don't know, but, like,
I
come
on, I stumbled
bro.
Upon that.
I Get Around. Hey, round and round.
That is lit.
I Get Around. Hey, but listen to it.
I'm over here. Y'all tripping off of this shit. Y'all just tripping because y'all ain't got
like,
shit else to do right now.
Really
y'all ain't getting
bad.
No WAP.
Like, I was like, that song's really.
It's really not that bad. Y'all tripping because she's saying that she don't cook and clean and shit, but she got the ring. I mean,
that's a lot
first
of
stuff. How many of you don't cook and you don't clean? A chef is a whole job. A nanny's a whole job.
That's
a maid,
I'm
a whole motherfucking job.
Quit acting people, like that is the only way to build a structured family or something like that. Like, that's one of the main components here for a wifey or something like that.
Everything's dirty and uncooked.
And again, like I said, ain't nobody about to rap about them successfully completing housekeeping. Like,
oh,
I'm about to find somebody.
I clean and I cook. Take out the trash. Get us up. Turn up.
But hey, this shit
what?
Trash.
I can't even stunt.
Then they going to be
because
mad
Migos,
about that.
Right. Migos
did try to downplay
the my.
They in the kitchen cooking some other shit, though, bitch.
Sam.
They flipping the pigeons and cooking the chickens.
You see how your dude thought that shit meant waffles? And pancakes.
So
somebody thinks
so,
that he's really talking about stir fry.
I'm waiting
noodles.
For a remix.
So
me too.
Oh, hey, but stir-fry. They did make a video when they were actually making stir fry. It was
to,
really
to
cute.
The song was playing in the background. I was like, that's marketing, okay?
It
see,
is.
That worked.
It was marketing.
That was.
It was like a tasty video or some shit.
It was. Yeah, it was
that
tasty.
So, like,
forgot
it's
about
fine.
That.
They just rap it about their life. If they in the kitchen.
If they just happen
right.
to be
yeah, that's what
kitchen.
They will do.
Right.
Cooking
that's another thing,
fry.
Too, though. It's just, It's not, this shit should not be taken serious. It's just entertainment.
Exactly. That was my thing. Like, why are you pissed about lyrics? Like,
right. It's just entertainment.
You're not entertained.
The truth
watching
is,
it.
We don't fucking know what's really going on in that household. Like, I don't know.
The thing is, she actually do be cleaning and she probably be telling nobody.
Right. It's actually, it could be therapeutic for that bitch.
She be cooking too. I saw that bitch cook.
That bitch cook. Come on now.
She be cleaning.
She actually do be doing her thing out here. She's saying she don't have to.
She don't have to. The bitch was cooking. The bitch makes her own hair, man.
You feel me?
Right. It's a fight. I don't understand why
these
people are praying.
They still
so
mad.
Literal. They still angry.
They still mad.
It's
literal
not
ass people. Like, stop it.
I just cannot. Anthony, take a shot.
Trina rapped about giving niggas golden showers, but I don't really think she out here doing it.
She did it once.
She did. You right.
She did it like twice.
Okay. I ain't heard nobody.
No, but I'm just.
You know what we need? We need a parent from back in the day on the show.
Nah, they nasty.
So they can let us know, like, if the world was tripping back then, and like they tripping now.
I don't know if that'd be honest. So you gotta get an honest one. You gotta get one of those.
That's
none
of ours. There's some of those, back then, man, it wasn't even like that. And then there's like other ones like, bruh, it's just the same shit.
That's not our parents.
No, though.
What's up?
Like, I don't know. Cause, like, let's think about my neck, my back. Like, I was six when that came in. So, that means my mama was whole three kids. My neck, my back. And then let's not forget Two Live Crew. Like, the whole brand was based on sexuality.
They banned everything.
Exploitation. Yeah.
Get the mic.
I remember that. Let's be real about that. And then
it's
Tupac,
just there wasn't no social media
Biggie,
perpetuating, but you're still
Kim,
right.
Like, let's focus on Lil' Kim. That Uchi Uchi Nana with the mama. Like, what the fuck? Like,
absolutely.
No, our parents started this shit. Like, they're the reasons why we like this.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, no.
They still not taking ownership for that at all.
Right, guys, take ownership for that.
It's
and
a
then,
lot of
like,
shit like that.
If our grannies want to jump in, they was making Whoopi too. The fuck? That was awesome.
They laughing at the shit.
Right, they got 12 kids, but they worried about some wet ass pussy. Get the fuck out of here.
What?
Like three. Okay.
No.
Your mama commented on my post, but why are boobies gotta be out? And I be just thinking like,
well, they decided to be
out.
Have
you seen Amira's mama's post?
My mom thinks she grown. Get off of Instagram, mama.
I don't know who
Get
posted that. It said something that like choked me. Which I was like, who is this?
That could not have been my mom. Mommy, that better not have been you. You're nasty.
It was her. She
was
said.
Nasty.
She said.
But it was on her story, so it's gone now.
It's gone.
Now.
Oh, she.
No, I
she
saw
don't,
it.
She don't post
I
see,
look,
she don't
mommy,
post
if you're
going to
post something, it need a stick.
No, that's the point, bro. She can't put up.
Lord,
she can't put the good on the.
What time is it?
It's
It is
10:34. And you know what? Another thing with the Lil' Kim appreciation.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what this episode is.
I feel that.
It's Lil' Kim appreciation.
I mean, I think other people. Anyway, Lil' Kim.
No, go ahead. Keep going with you.
She's in Gucci, Freaky Girl remix.
Mm-hmm.
She nasty. That's what I was listening to on the way over here.
Yeah. You sure did. Yeah, you was lit about it.
She was like,
I'm gonna download it.
She was talking about deep throat and squirting like a water gun. She said, bust one nut. I'm not done. I have more to come.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And I was like,
oh, you memorized that whole lyric. Like,
she said, I know the
whole said
thing,
it.
But
it
I'm
like,
not
she said it.
Say it. Okay.
She said she had it ready for this.
I'm just saying. First of all, that was my shit, too. I don't know how old I was when that song came
but
out.
You,
but that was my shit. All right.
It'd be like it.
Because Jocelyn's a very freaky girl, but she act like she
not. From her mama.
She act like she not.
Get her name.
Look at her. All the words.
See?
Gross.
And then you get some brain.
Ew.
In the front seat of the Hummer.
Right.
I don't prefer.
In the front seat of Hummer.
I don't prefer those. I do Chevys.
Burr.
Okay. Suburban.
Suburban. Suburban.
Oh, God.
I cannot. Y'all make sure y'all download that shit. I'm going to download it and listen to it.
Everybody, it's your homework.
So that way when it come on in the club, I can scream it out
Amir.
Loud with Jasmine because Jasmine gross.
Amira, you got to give out
can't
homework
leave
for your
alone.
Shows.
I do have to give out homework.
You got to start giving out homework.
For today's assignment, class,
class. Bitch, I failed.
Nah, download that Free Girl remix. If you have Apple, it should be easy. If you do not have Apple, you can go to YouTube. Spotify. Oh, yeah, Spotify. There you go. But if
it's
you
not
like
a girl, like with a U.
Girl.
Ratchet.
Go. Girl.
Baby girl.
Baby girl.
It's the remix. I think Nicki Minaj is in one of them, too.
Yeah, I think so.
Nicki Minaj is in a remix to that song.
Hey, and you know, she kind of could tap in. I'm going to say, she be tapping in.
She said putting pussy on the sideburns in that one. Yeah. I was like, what?
I remember when Nicki first came out, they were trying to compare her to Trina. And I was like, nobody
They're
got Trina.
They're not really the same.
That's what I'm about to say. Nicki.
Trina, I don't really, I can't compare Trina's rapping to like anything.
Nothing. I can't do, like she's just similar. The baddest bitch. And yeah. That's just
Trina's
it.
Trina, yo.
And I know she's crazy because she's from Florida.
I remember didn't she cuss somebody out at Target last year?
She probably did. Wholeheartedly, confidently. Yeah. It left right on out.
It was like an N-word thing, so it made sense why she did it. But
That's my bitch. Shout out to Chanel because Trina is actually her favorite ratchet bitch.
That's pretty cool.
She love her. She's like, damn, that bitch is so ratchet. And I hear the love and passion in her voice.
Right.
Whenever she says it.
She's so like,
that
man.
Bitch is so ratchet. I'm just like,
you're so
okay?
inspired. I'm just so inspired. It's like, yo.
She said, shove it down my throat. She said, slap me in my face.
There you
shove
go.
It
down my
throat.
Gross.
Nigga, where you? I can make this pussy smoke. I know how to. Sorry.
But, like.
Do you see how people get carried away in this? This is a movement.
Exactly.
Pussy anthems are a movement.
They
act like it
wasn't.
They act like it
was
not. That's
true. It's something that is ongoing.
It's ongoing.
It's a part of life.
I'm about to say, pussy never went out of style.
Yeah, it's for the culture. That's what it is.
Life is sex and violence.
Name one country song talking about pussy like this.
Add something.
No, you can't.
You
kind of
right, though. I don't know.
They the ones that's talking about cooking and cleaning and shit.
They talk about pussy, but they talk about it in a different way.
Like, they talk about it in a loving,
in a tender. Yeah, they. Love,
I don't want none of that shit that I just did was tender.
Hold and hug the pussy.
I don't need that.
I said slap me in my face and shove it down my throat.
Who hugs pussy?
They refer to the pussy as the woman that they see at the bar.
Exactly. We're not talking about the woman. We're talking about
it's like so
the woman. The woman at the bar.
We talking about
pussy for them.
We talking about what that.
We need the actual.
We're not talking about her. We don't care about her as a person.
But the point is, they do
no personality
talk about
traits
pussy.
Are given in this song. Okay, we don't care. We don't give no fuck.
Holy shit!
All right, over here they talking about the woman. We don't give a fuck about her.
But the bottom line is, they talking about pussy.
Man, they talking about eventually smashing after 3 dates.
Eventually smashing.
The hope
of there's
smashing.
Literally a whole country song about how I should have kissed you when I dropped you off at the door. Thought I should have kissed you. That's Gloria Gaynor. That's a good song. But literally,
and they didn't,
do
nothing
you.
Else after that. Bro.
It's a whole song.
About
no, you should have went in that house and threw it back.
But you stopped here.
Right, they stop at the door. Like,
you could
and then
been.
In the video, listen. She goes to meet him and she runs out of her house. No, you're coming upstairs. If you're coming back, you're coming upstairs. All right, she went downstairs and
listen.
Met him as he was walking to the car.
We gotta,
we're not doing that.
We gotta cover all avenues. You know what I'm saying? All
this
avenues
true,
of pussy.
True.
Exactly.
You,
so
you do have to cover.
I'm sure there's wet ass.
It depends
pussy.
On how
there probably is.
So
out
we
there.
Need a wet ass pussy.
There's honky tonk, but donka donk.
Really.
Yes,
no.
That honky tonk. Ooh, we
Badonka
shut my
donk.
Mouth. Slap your grandma. That he talking about some pussy.
He's totally. He was just talking about how fat that ass is that he ain't gonna never touch.
Which is eventually, you a know, gonna lead to the pussy.
Eventually,
he said he's not gonna touch it.
He's not gonna touch it.
He's not
it.
Ever.
I need to look up the lyrics. Says I don't think he touched.
I don't think he ever touched
it.
I don't
think
but
he
did.
It. I think
did.
He just talked about it. So he
true.
That song is for all the creepy white dudes who stare at people with fat asses as they walk past. That's what that song is for.
Which is related.
But we
about to.
I like that song. Like
it's related.
Song.
He did smack his mama, so he touched his mama's cheek. Like, goddamn, grandmama.
And that's it.
Shit.
He slapped his mama, not that ass. His mama. We
right.
talking about
true.
Slapping the ass.
That's true.
Throat.
Wrong cheek, bro.
That's a pussy anthem. No. Maybe that's choking. More of an ass anthem. But
there's ass anthems. But
it's
they
like,
some
it's
of
an
those
ass appreciation.
Appreciation.
Anthem.
Right.
But
right.
metaphorically,
ooh, the king of put. Hold on.
How's that work?
Sorry, what?
Do tell.
Right? Pussy talk. Is not a pussy anthem.
I'm sorry.
Send it to me.
Right. Put that in the group.
Is that more homework?
Warshin? Ooh, is this country?
Warsh.
We got country pussy stuff. Shanti doing homework in class. That's
what
right.
I'm about to say.
That's
like,
what I'm talking about.
Doing homework.
That is a dedicated audience member right there. Finger fucking Sally. Goddamn Sally.
Go Sally. Little
finger
Sally
fucking
Walls.
Sally.
So walking down the street. That's how she didn't know what to do. She didn't know 19. What to do.
That was Sally.
That was totally Sally.
She all grown now.
Sally don't fuck Sally. With that no more.
Sally is a wholesome woman. She's wholesome pussy.
Word.
Listen.
He was finger fucking like the shit out of her.
That, listen. She's past that. She's on the...
She's moved on to dick.
I mean, she could be wholesome and getting finger fucked at the same time. Did you, Sally? I ain't judging. Tell me how it was.
Wholesome pussy.
She likes regular fucks.
Who
now.
Says that shit? Dave Chappelle. I feel like he says that
I
shit.
I feel wholesome like he pussy. Totally said that.
He said something about wholesome
based on
pussy.
What?
See, when I'm 40 and up, I want somebody to refer to my vagina how Charlamagne does. He calls it vintage vagina.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I got you. Wait. He does say that. He says that. No, for real. I like it too for some reason. It's vintage vagina.
Vintage vagina.
And it makes it, it's a classic, you know what I'm saying?
Can you just call the bitch experience?
Vintage
like,
is like.
Vintage vagina.
Vintage
like,
sounds cool, but vintage also sounds like you need to blow it real quick. Like get the dust off.
Okay. All right.
Like not, you blowing a Nintendo
no,
cartridge.
That is an antique.
That's antique. Oh, you got it too.
That's an antique. We did not say antique vagina.
Okay, I guess
well,
you're right.
We are
like
vintage.
I guess
like
you're
a
right.
Vintage car. You know how much
vintage
care
be
people
clean
take
as shit.
With that?
They be like, yo, yes, that was great.
Thank
you.
You're right.
This ain't no
it's classic.
Small,
you know what I'm saying? So like classic, vintage. They go together like classic.
Damn, she tried to hot
shoot. Shut up. You are like a Nintendo cartridge.
Jump start.
I must say, but who got that? Who got one of those?
It is shaped in that manner, so I mean.
I get it though. That's why it do make sense.
VHS tape.
Hold on, baby. I gotta make sure it works.
You know how the Nintendo 64, you had to open it and then.
Right.
I did do that shit.
Same
too.
Way. I'm sorry.
Oh,
what?
It is like.
Oh, not you did that to the Nintendo.
Not
I was
the
like,
pussy.
You did to someone's pussy before.
It wasn't working. Hey, that's funny as shit. If somebody's shit was like dry.
Hey, man, did you get his face? Because I believed him in that moment. I believed the hell out of Anthony. I was shocked.
I couldn't. I put it in and the game didn't play. So.
What?
Oh, my God.
That's some nerdy shit right there. You some freaking.
That's like a whole analogy.
I'm stressed the fuck out.
I tried to put the game in. It didn't play. So I'm going to take it out and blow in it.
Yeah. That's your problem, then. You just ain't getting wit enough.
No.
I just
the
can't.
The system was. No.
No. I don't
right.
Hear
you got to blame the system.
Don't want to hear that.
That's one, bro. Really. You don't know how to play the game, do you? You just don't know how to play.
Exactly. Look at that. Look. Shanti, you need to screenshot all those nasty-ass country songs and send them to us because I'm about to be rolling through the streets of Louisville blasting finger-fucking Sally.
Finger-fucking Sally finger in the back
the windows
of my
down.
Truck. Tell. I didn't know what to do, but yeah. I know I wanted yeah. to fuck. Yeah. Oh, finger-fucking
oh,
Sally.
Okay.
Finger-fucking Sally.
Sally.
And she liked
Sally
it, and
like
she
it,
liked
though?
It.
Mama.
You see how I said, and she liked it.
Oh, okay, never mind. You did.
Wrong genre. Hold on. Wrong genre. My bad.
But you did.
Shanti was like, bitch.
And then mama, that can't be the ass.
Come on, everyone, oh. Everyone's collabing. That was the feature. Everyone's
why
collabing.
Not,
no. It was a collab.
KFC, finger licking good. Like, you got so many ways.
That works, that works.
You
I'm with it.
No.
All right,
listen,
all right.
Everyone be collabing these days.
Hey, y'all, don't steal my
gotta,
song, trademark.
You got to.
Is that what you do, the song?
What was the question?
Trademark them?
Oh.
Is that, okay.
I don't.
Copyright?
Maybe you copyright
it. It is copyright.
Yeah, there you
there
go.
So you can have your shit. Yeah, you
so go. I copyrighted my version of his song.
And we're going to listen to it, and it's going to be nothing. So you can just make a remix.
Turn up. Because who knows about finger fucking Sally? Nobody.
Wait, why are you rapping about. Why are you. Why
first
are you making
of all,
a song about?
I'm a ghostwriter. I'm a fast.
Oh, okay. I'm like, oh.
Right. I was about to say that's it. That's what it is, right
I'm
there.
Straight bitch over here talking about some.
I'm a ghostwriter.
It's gonna be a Drake. It's gonna be a Drake song too. On top of that.
Ooh. Drake is finger fucking Sally.
She ghost wrote it, and that's what Drake likes to.
Thank you. See, he's giving me ideas. So you write down later. Look, I'm gonna try
have
to look
seen,
at my writing process. They,
his new album's called Certified Lover Boy, I think. Ooh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is finger like, fucking Sally on there?
It should be. That's why I was getting
it is.
That.
It's on the deluxe
that's
edition.
That's what I was getting. Everybody's like, bro, that's even cringe for you, Drake. Don't lay your shit that, but sure. That's what you'll
certified
see.
Certified lover boy, but he has no successful relationships publicly.
But it's going to be but from
maybe
that,
he has one down low now.
And everybody's like, from that title, it's going to be some Drake-ass shit. And we'll be like, yeah.
He probably going to drop a pussy out. A pussy anthem. It's going to be an emotional pussy.
Flame for no reason, but everybody.
Don't cry in the pussy now.
He going to be crying in the pussy.
Nikki said
that's
it.
Not why.
He going to cry on the pussy, in the pussy, next to the pussy.
That is what Nikki said.
Nikki said that shit.
That is, Nikki did. Nikki called out a lot of niggas in that song, and I still like it.
I'm just saying.
But that's what he does. So I think
she's not wrong, I feel like.
She said how you want the pussy. You can't say your S's and shit.
She's a whole ruthless bitch when she want to be.
That's why. But she don't even. She's only part time, yo.
Right. I'm like, you're a part time ruthless bitch.
Because she gets paid regardless. That's why I don't gotta do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh my god, I was crying.
I can't wait, Drake. I'm waiting for the anthem of you crying in the pussy next there. To the pussy on top of the pussy.
Please have a feature, Drake. Certified. Like, have, like, Future on there or something.
Crying in the pussy.
Like Future
can get emotional.
Yeah. Future ain't gonna get emotional. Future gonna fuck and then deny your kids, and then 10 years too. Later he gonna claim it.
Damn. This is a true story.
They caught it. Yep. The audience caught it.
This is a true story. Based on a true story.
Like, what, 7 kids? He got a lot of kids.
God damn.
Bro,
does
gotta
he?
Be
he
more,
does.
I only know of the one.
Yeah, Sierra's like baby mama number like 6.
Yeah, but when he first got famous, it was known that this nigga had baby mamas out the ass.
Uh-huh. Oh, for real?
Yeah,
oh my god, no. Wendy Williams did a chart. That shit was funny.
What? Really?
That bitch
did
not know that.
I
did not know that.
So flame.
But I believe
her petty skills is so fire.
I think Future shares a baby mama with Bow Wow.
I'm sorry, what?
Bow Wow's baby mama's Future's baby mama.
Yeah, he came
well.
On the scene with 4, I think. And then it just went up after that. Hey, Jonathan.
What up, Johnny? We got Johnny and Sam back in this bitch. Y'all stopping in?
Is that a Baja Blast?
Hold on. Are y'all like here or y'all stopping in? We on a brief intermission.
Is that a Baja Blast?
Oh, nothing. You play it a Baja Blast.
We know it is.
All right, y'all here. Hey.
Hey.
So, I need a pussy anthem song from each of you.
Each of you. Go.
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 Don't feel pressure.
Okay.
Pressure.
Any song about sex.
Peer pressure.
Jonathan, you next, so be thinking.
Wow. Why did all sex songs go out my mind immediately?
I know.
I'm going to come back.
It's a whole encyclopedia of them, too.
This guy here.
Yep. All right, so
what just happened?
Did you say if it ain't sex?
I don't know.
That is tame.
I invented sex.
That is so G-rated to what we were talking about.
That is G-rated.
I'm thinking about.
I was talking about.
That's Trey and Drake.
Trey, okay.
Yeah. And he said the Carrie Hilson version. Like kiss it better. That's okay.
It's cute.
All right, I was like that one was what? Cute. Yeah.
But it's a cupcake song.
Cupcake is nasty.
The
first cupcake song I heard was nasty as fuck.
I heard lip gloss. That's the song I heard.
Nah, it was like, you gonna make me choke or something. Like, it was nasty.
Whatever it is.
It was nasty.
And, and then the video was ratchet. I was like, cupcake ratchet.
I love it.
Oh, Trick Daddy.
That passes the test because it's Trick Daddy.
Yeah. Trick Daddy is Daddy. Fire.
Sugar right there.
You got that sugar on my tongue.
See, look, as an adult, yippee, you realize they not talking about.
What's your fantasy?
Hold on.
Are we about to go through
Fantasy this? By Ludacris. First of all, that was his number one hit single.
Yeah.
Well, the first hit single.
It was his first one.
Yeah, first one.
That was the first nasty song I can think of, when
was
I was
nasty
little.
As
yeah.
shit. Fantasy
it was,
by
like,
Ludacris.
It was nasty as shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
backseat, windows up.
That's the way I like to fuck.
Rough sex, make it hurt.
Tell him. Tell him. All the words.
Hey, now that was my shit.
That shit went.
That was my shit. And then he got waterfalls. Mm-mm. Oh.
Ludacris is like a whole clown, okay, but got some Ludacris. Of the nastiest. Ooh.
That's why he just throws them in there. He just sprinkles them in.
He sprinkles them in there.
He just be killing that shit.
That bitch was a hater.
Oh, he got the grilled cheese burrito. Remember I had one of them?
So this is an intermission message. The grilled cheese burrito is bullshit. They just put cheese on top of it.
This is true.
They state that in the commercial.
Okay, but that's not enough for it to be a grilled cheese. Wait, what? Oh.
Mandate yeah. with the closing
So you met at the government and not the virus?
Yes. That's funny. But
I'm just asking.
I'm weak as fuck.
This is true. What happened to fourth meal, Taco Bell? Remember they had that shit going for a minute?
What's it called?
Fourth meal.
When
they open until like 4 in the morning. So it's like that 1 to 4 area.
That's cute.
They had that in the commercial.
Just so y'all know, we're not fully off topic because some people refer to pussies as tacos.
As fourth meal.
So, yes. See, we on it tonight, y'all. Shit.
We was already.
We are on it. They still over here talking disgusting tacos. Right.
Actual tacos.
We decided that, you know, this is still.
It's all about the pussies.
This is still aligned with our topic because people refer
like
to pussies
and
as
cream.
There we go.
Peaches and cream was great.
Peaches and cream. Oh, I really liked
112.
Why was I about to say that?
What? You already know.
Yeah, I know.
You already know.
He's talking about coming in the back door.
That's a different song.
That's
right?
A different song. That's, I think
that's another song.
You ain't gotta do too much from looking in your eyes. I can tell you won't fuck.
Exactly. Exactly. Go ahead, Jasmine.
I'm very impressed with how much like Jasmine is in tune with music.
Like, these was all my bops. Like
all my bops.
My bops.
My bops.
The bops. Like, 2011, like, this was actually, what if there was this like is a... what was on there, you know?
All right, here's...
See, but I don't know if my stuff is on there. It's like the radio stuff.
Okay, okay.
LimeWire.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
LimeWire was the shit.
I had that shit.
That's where you found everything and anything. Even
porn. Oh, I like Tip Drill, but that's not really a pussy song. It's just like a...
It's just, yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
They're all going to flood in once you go home.
Yeah, once you leave.
That's it. On the damn...
You're like, turn the mic back on.
Pleasure P got a song. What's the name of that song?
Which one?
In that song, he says, Marcus, please give me dick. His name is Marcus, so he's like, she's saying
Marcus
it.
Cooper,
and that's my favorite part of that whole song. Feel the Rush. That's the name of
any Pretty Ricky and Plies and shit, you would throw.
Any of them motherfuckers.
That song is nasty. I just, because he's the first, like, he's like, feel my bear dick, dick. He have no condom? He's what? Right, showing that dick. Like, he made that shit jump at the concert. I said, what?
Did he really? Y'all talking about when y'all went to the...
Yeah,
because I think Johnny wouldn't stop talking about it for a week. I was
he
like, didn't.
Yeah, he got that shit on
video. Like, Johnny really felt like he had a chance after seeing that. I was like...
Because, like, I think everybody else came out in rows. He's the only nigga that came out in the town.
No, for real. He did.
Only nigga that came out in the towel. And then they started doing something with the thrust, and his dick's the only one that went up. Like, bitch, shit threw me out.
He said the only one that went up.
Is that Slicker? Yeah, he nasty. Like, I didn't know he could do all that with his body. Because he did.
He only one that can move, too. He try to keep up with him. He's like, nah, nigga, I can go, too.
You know them niggas old now.
Right.
Yeah, but
nah, nigga, Pleasure P was not moving.
Pleasure seemed lazy. Like, he ain't that feel the rush.
I wanted to say,
no more. Nah,
that nigga is tired.
I wanted to say,
his bandmates.
He been feeling the rush for so long. He need a break. He's tired.
Because I wanted to say, he probably, because, you know, for a minute, I didn't think they fuck with him like that. So he had to get his groove back to get the dance steps back in check. So I don't know.
They had dress rehearsal. For as many times as they could, and that's still the result you saw. That means that he was tired and he sit his ass down.
But he was kind of big, too. It looked like he was tired. He's out of shape. That's all
There's
I'm saying.
There's nothing wrong with it. We just saying he was tired.
He might
tired.
Not be able to move.
Damn.
He's not used to his body.
He's
being
not,
big,
yes,
so
exactly.
He don't know how to move it.
Some big people
now,
can do that.
Slickum, he's looked the same the whole career.
Whole career.
So, like, Slickum, he threw the bitches.
He like Spice like, Adams and shit.
Slickum was doing some shit. I ain't never looked at that nigga in no type of way, but the concert, I'm like, hold on, wait.
He has some
like,
skills
hold
or something.
Wait a minute.
I don't think he's cute, but I think he got some.
All right, so here's something stupid. Kids by Pretty Ricky. Anything else nasty? all the shit we talked about today. All this shit we talked about today on Kids Bop.
Oh my God.
I instantly thought of Grind on Me, and I'm like, how did they change that? I don't
what did they gonna do to that like, shit, bro?
That sure the fuck was on there. What was it? Kids Bop 8 or some shit?
I do remember that, but what the fuck did they say?
I'm stressed
I don't
out.
Know,
because
I refused to listen to
they
the fuckery.
They sure did do that.
Because I remember I tried to listen to one song. I said, this ain't the words, and I cut it off.
Oh, you was mad because it wasn't the words? I'm mad they tried to create a kid-friendly version.
Exactly.
Kids Bop.
Hey, Grind on Me was dope, though. It was fucking lit.
Kids Bop,
Grind on Me.
That's how they all sounded. That's how they.
Everybody talks stupid.
That's how they sound.
See, that's a tame sexual song.
That's like
tame.
If that's what you need in your
mind.
You need that kind of toned down. It's like Vanilla Love. That's how they be calling
no,
it.
No, that's cute, Vanilla
yeah,
Love.
Yeah, that's cute. That's not what I want.
That's cute. The angry sex songs are when, like, you find yourself in an entanglement. That's what those are.
Okay, Jada.
What?
Nope.
What you talking about? Does that have anything to do with pussy or tacos?
Pussy tacos.
Neither.
No, shameful.
Oh.
Pussy tacos. Who said that?
Me. That's different, right?
That is different.
I sell pussy tacos.
You sell pussy tacos?
Yep, out of my food truck.
I'm trying to think of some more nasty songs.
No, we're
all
done.
Nasty?
What?
About the baby? The new one.
The Kids Bop one?
No.
Like, why Jonathan actually got mad? Knock your ass down, nigga!
She
got mad
over
there.
I put it all over her ass.
Hey, that's funny.
Hey, I think they redid Shook.
They did what?
No.
Not listening to it, bro.
I'm about to Google it.
Please do.
I'm about to Google it.
The kids. It's what they're called. The kids, not the baby.
I don't know.
I'm stressed the fuck out.
But I really do think they did, because I feel like the little boy was dressed as the bell band.
Nope.
Like, I don't know how to do it.
Nope.
I don't know.
Yeah, you changed your mind, I believe.
We got to Google it. We got to
change my mind. I'm going to look this up. Fuck no. Okay. I'm bringing this to a close.
That's fine. That's
that was great. Y'all supposed to be the fuck out. Y'all about to be leaving out of your horny and
so
shit.
Your homework.
And I got nothing to do with it. So with that being said.
Now that's what you can blame the music on.
What's up? Have yes, like, at least that.
If,
that's
if you
only.
Get horny, you can blame
but
the
But I
song.
Feel like if they listen to the song too early, they really actually don't know. They don't have the capacity
no,
to get
that's
horny
true.
Yet because they don't understand the parts being used. Like I was listening to shit, but I didn't understand it until
like, oh, okay.
my
yeah.
first porno. And I was like.
Are you talking
about
that?
Like, I'm saying like adults, you know, like if they try to get life lessons
that's what
from
she,
it,
I guess
they can get horny
about.
And they can get moves.
That's true.
That's
they can
it.
They can hopefully
don't listen
find
to the lies
the
about she don't cook and she don't clean because I've seen her do both. It's
that,
fine.
Right. She just had to say that because she's rapping.
Right.
Like those rappers do.
Good. And there's somebody out there who resonated with that, and that's okay.
Right.
That's fine.
Someone's
that's
life has changed.
Exactly.
And they're now professional hoes, and they're making more money than me and y'all motherfuckers. So kudos to them.
I didn't either. That's what I was saying.
Yeah,
like,
for a second,
I
was like,
shit.
What are y'all talking about when
I
it was like the backlash? Because I was trying to figure out what the fuck did they say about it, but you said it, like senators. Yeah.
Senators was mad.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
Producers was mad. He was like, I produced Gucci and this time the third, and I was like, they're nasty.
Wait, CeeLo comment?
Yeah, he was one of them haters, wasn't he?
What
yeah,
the fuck
he
say?
I do remember seeing that. Like, what the fuck, CeeLo? Yeah.
He was talking about, like, how they shouldn't have made a song like that to promote bad things for little girls.
How?
Why do people just think?
You made a song about your girl from breaking up with you, and you ended up making money, and you were still looking.
Right. I was like, don't be mad because she broke up with your bum ass to get a rich nigga.
Shit.
I'm just, since when was this responsibility?
So he apologized for it.
So, yeah, I saw all the
he
responses.
He apologized, and you a bitch. I'm just kidding. He should have gave some praise. He probably would have got way more. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. This article says that WAP is about arousal and vaginal secretions.
That's great. That's beautiful.
I don't disagree.
It sounds, why'd you put it that way?
It sounds beautiful.
Too official. That's why I was like, it's poetic, though.
It sounds like a doctor wrote it.
That's who wrote it.
This is their clinical
response.
That's the
doctor I was talking about from earlier. They probably had a review, too.
I think this is who you're talking about, because this is a doctor saying that they need to go to the doctor if you need that's a bucket and a mop.
And it was like, no, that's not true, you stupid ass. You should be concerned about discharge. It's a different color, but not the actual discharge. That's
you.
What it was.
Shouldn't you want to slide in the pussy? You trying to you. Give your dick a Indian burn? Like,
that's what, yes.
I don't know, man.
They was like, that's what the white people, yes.
I'm not sure, man.
My shit ain't bleeding.
If it was.
Listen.
Oh, man.
What? And that's what y'all want?
That's what the white people that want dick, that was hating the song.
If that dick ain't bleeding, then you ain't doing nothing right.
That's what? So I just said, let's say shit. Dry.
Stop. Cat litter pussy.
That shit dry.
It's more about the,
yo.
The power that you women hold.
Thank you. Thank you.
Like,
yes. The WAP.
You're right. They're literally mad. We do. The pussy holds power.
You're not supposed to talk about it.
The pussy holds power. You sexualize the pussy for years for your own gain. And then women.
They try to downplay it. So it don't
women
like
embrace it, even make money off it. And then y'all be like, hold on.
You're not supposed to do it like that.
Hold on. That's not what I meant. I think you're right. The pussy has caused wars and wars and wars. And this is another war on the pussy.
Pussy wars,
man. Pussy wars. Pussy on the tacos. The way Johnny smashed, though, I think we gonna win.
I feel like it's just too much power. So they had to take something down.
It was too much for him.
It was way too much.
It was intense.
It was too intense.
Now the pussy's coming out. Like, what are we gonna do with this shit?
So it was just like,
facts.
Let's address this one.
We
that's too strong.
The pussy. That makes sense, though. I got you. They had to pick something.
Facts.
They had to pick something.
They had to pick something to talk about. They was like, no, we don't support that part, I think.
That was stupid.
He's right. There's too much going on, too much empowerment in general. And they was like, no.
We got to talk. One of y'all.
We got to draw the line somewhere.
No matter how mad you get, we still going to have a wet ass pussy. That is the end of my tether.
Bitch.
Wait, that one was kind of bull.
I can't speak on them dries and those damps and those.
Amira, you gonna turn this off?
Right, I'm tripping. I'm about to turn this shit off. Thank y'all
only
so much.
Only those who identify with the song. Sorry.
Thank y'all so much for tuning into the Amira Show. I'm cutting this bitch off. That nigga yelling
that's
about desert.
That's the best kind, apparently.
They already got to deal with enough.
Sahara Desert.
They already dealing with Black Lives Matter pussy. They don't want to deal with no other type of pussy right now. Okay, it's just too many categories of pussy.
He take his pussy straight.
I'm sorry, straight no chaser.
That's what I thought about.
Dry. Basically, yes.
That's what I thought about immediately. Dry.
That's what exactly what it was. Dry gin.
I was thinking that gin.
I want my pussy like I want my wine. Dry, motherfucker. Like no.
Exactly what I was.
Nobody. I made that shit up.
The people who hate the song is who's talking. That basically.
The people who
everybody
mad, that's
mad,
how they.
Right. Everybody who's mad at the song
is what they
said.
Want.
I prefer my pussy dry.
I curse you with dry pussy for the rest of your life, whoever hates on this song.
Damn.
They don't love it. You can't say that.
Like, no matter how much spit and lube you apply,
it's dry.
It's dry.
That's a curse for real, though.
The first stroke. I hope that curse. First stroke is good and then desert.
Dry.
Bitch. That's gonna hurt everybody.
Rug burn on the dick.
Everybody.
Rug burn on the dick. And for those who use strap-ons.
Still.
I don't even know what'll happen to that thing.
That
but
shit just gonna.
Dry.
Still dry.
It's gonna.
That's terrible.
It's gonna take the first layer of nylon off.
Yeah. Terrible.
It's gonna be sandpaper. It's gonna come out like sandpaper.
Good, bitch. We're hating.
Damn.
I almost felt bad.
That's a trap.
And I hope you buy another one and it happens again.
That's true. Oh, that's a medical
procedure.
That's a medical procedure.
That's a medical
procedure. That is a medical procedure. How to remove a dildo for somebody.
I bet.
There was a man and he had like a big old gigantic thing.
Up But say that happens, though.
Yeah. Do they not just pump fluids in there? And I don't want to talk about this.
They really gotta have to, like, really cut around it in order to, like, ease it out.
Okay, moving on. We gotta stop John. When he starts talking about medical shit, we gotta stop him real quick. Because he... Did I tell you about the time? Nope.
Don't tell him about the time, because you're going
When you sent me that video of the guy's rectum hanging out of him.
Oh, yeah, because you was on the other show watching it. Yeah.
No.
That was nasty. I was live on Instagram, so they saw my every...
That's what I was about to say. They was on Instagram.
All the terror on my face. They saw it all.
I mean,
No, you. No, he pulled it out to slurp on it.
I'm just gonna guess he's on break.
But he said, "Because
it was porn."
When you're that loose in Belgium, they gotta do like shit like that.
I'm not saying. I'm not denying. I'm just stating what I saw, and that's what was terrified. Right. That's, I've never seen nothing in my life.
Hold on, remember from the audience.
Remember from the audience. Okay.
Do your thing.
So I've seen a prolapsed rectum before, like in person.
Yeah.
And because I worked at a nursing home, and she was straining, and it happens if you strain and you already have had a problem with hernias. That shit is it looks like a fleshlight coming out your ear.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
This one looked like a large balloon.
It was just like an alien shit. It's like, you know what I mean? That's what it seemed like.
And
why not, yo?
Like I'm an A, but it was an A who was like underneath me. She was like, she ran out the room and she was like, I don't know what's going on with her. You need to call the nurse. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, she has hernias already. It's fine. She was like, no, it's not fine. Like, it's not fine. And so I went and got the nurse.
It's
and
not
so
okay.
I walked in there with the nurse, and the nurse was like, no, it's fine. She is really just being dramatic.
Holy
I was
shit.
Like, well, I think she's being a little less than dramatic. Because her rectum did come out, but it is something that happens to her all the time. It looked like the old lady was laughing for real on the inside.
What?
Because like,
she.
Yeah. I had honestly and truly had seen it in a porn one time. It was this white girl that was doing it. And so after seeing that, it was kind of burned into my retina. I knew exactly what that was. I didn't know the word for it, but I knew what it was.
Why does my asshole feel weird right now? My asshole feels weird right now. I feel like I'm the clinch or something.
So there's just many reasons.
Don't give him a mic.
I was unfazed by it too.
I'm with Jasmine and that nurse. I'm running out. I'm running out the room. I'm screaming, call 911 because we need something investigated, which is why her whole ass fell out her ass.
I don't think they call 911 if it don't start back in by itself.
And that's exactly what the nurse said. The nurse said that if it doesn't go back in there in a few hours, then we need to call somebody. But it went back in there in 15 minutes. She was fine.
Yeah. She was walking.
We didn't have to massage. No, it just goes back in there naturally. The anus just does what it does.
My nurse taught me to do this. That's some bullshit.
No. We did not have to touch it. It is. It's literally your lower intestine.
That's what, like.
That comes out of your rectum. Yeah, it's a passageway. So when you eat, I actually just got tested on this. But anyway, when you eat, it goes from your mouth, you masticate, and it goes into your esophagus. It goes into your stomach. Your stomach processes the food. It goes into your your smaller intestine, and then your larger intestine, which then feeds into your rectum, and then you poop.
I knew that. Poop. I've seen the diagram and shit going
through it. Yeah, I've seen the diagram. Okay. So we just got a whole medical lesson, not on wet ass pussy.
Who started this?
But it was very informative. Thank you very much, Shanti.
Who started this?
I think I did.
Oh, okay.
Fuck.
How did we get here?
I think I did that shit. All right, with that,
I'm gonna tell you.
I silent hour.
Like, as a future nurse, no, I'm not doing anything. I'm to risk my license. I'm not.
Are you not going to practice on us?
No.
Oh.
I would.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you to call your doctor.
No, Johnny. No.
I can't.
No. I don't know about that, Johnny. I don't know.
I can't do medical diagnosis, and I cannot approve treatments. So.
Oh yeah.
Wink.
Shanti's gonna practice this sentence. Please.
Excuse my Darian sound.
Really? The order of operations?
Please go seek medical help from your primary care physician.
No, it's the math teacher.
She's gonna be like this. Yes, I love it, the good friend, but looking back in my practice, I said in my work.
Look at how uncomfortable Jasmine is.
Saying all that with my what ass need, open in say, front of the face. Like, right, push it back in.
Fuck you saying all that for? Push we are friends, in. Not no patient on the street, nigga. All right, I'm concluding this goddamn show. I'm stressed the fuck out.
Yo, like, we've been trying to quit for the past.
It was only supposed to be a 30-minute show.
We can't stay away.
I know. Y'all, this is also a reunion. We ain't been here for a minute. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Amira Show. I need everyone to plug thyselves.
No.
Okay.
Jasmine said no. What does that mean?
You go first, Jazzy.
She said no.
And I say
I
yes.
Always have the mic. This is my mic.
It's not.
This is my mic, bitch. Quit saying it's not.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Lying to people. Damn. No. Anyway.
No, that was supposed to. First that of microphone all, is nah, for
hold,
guests.
Hold on. Amira didn't do this, bitch. That's why it's mine.
You know which I one did I. It. You know which one I bedazzle. That's why it's nicer.
Oh, yeah. Ain't no rhinestones on that shit.
There's no rhinestones on Anthony's dick.
It's projecting.
That might feel a little good now I think about it.
I'm leaving.
Jazzy, go ahead and plug yourself.
Okay, on Instagram, my name is @_Jazzy's World.
Oh, this is the nice one.
I think it's right this time. I think I actually know it this time.
Shocker.
And then so that's me. Twitter, I think it's the same thing. Maybe it's, I don't know. It's fine. But also follow Femme Drip on Instagram @femme.drip, on Twitter @femmedrip, one word. You can also go to our website, femmedrip.com. Woo!
Oh.
But yes, I'm a bitch. That's me.
That's that whore. Go ahead, John. Ooh.
Do it correctly this time, bitch.
Don't snatch it. It's caught.
I actually gotta get up because I don't know.
I'm warning y'all.
That's too much already.
Oh, here we go. It's already too much.
Hey, y'all. This is the big and beautiful Jonathan. You can follow me on Instagram at @lovinjohn_.
Tell him.
Yes, I changed my name.
You changed it finally from the Dutchness.
What are you about to say?
Oh, we interrupted his.
Now yes. Too much.
You can start over if you need to.
No.
Dang, for Jasmine.
new life. You can always find me at 816 East Broadway every single every day after 6. You can also follow me on Facebook at Jonathan Selfmade Burrell. You can also follow me on Twitter at Frozen Heart. And that's it for me.
Sure. Real quick tip. Do not go to his address without payment. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Never.
It's free to go in. Pay my nigga some money, damn. Right. Fuck. Go ahead. My bad.
Yeah, I accept all payments. Cash out about this. Cash out.
Cash out.
Cash
out for Film Drip is $FilmDrip. One word. Thank you.
There you go.
Now to the details that matter. Hello, everyone. This is great speaking with you all today. Today, my name is Sam. You can find me on Cash App at Cashine Successful Sam. Just to make sure it is clear that it's 2 C's, 2 S's. Well, technically 3 S's. No, technically 4 S's. But Successful Sam. Okay, I'll spell it out. Cashine, SUCCESSFULSAM. You can find me on Instagram @SamTheEducator. Don't have a Twitter. Snapchat is via request only via Instagram DM. So if you just want a good black man to look at, someone to tap into, mm-hmm. or just to admire the white glasses that I'm wearing currently.
Those are very nice.
Yes.
Thank you. Feel free to leave a like and comment on my Instagram. Once again, at Sam the Educator. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Yes. Sam has a beautiful radio voice. Just want
to
put that
out there. I just wanted to say that your Snapchat sound like an OnlyFans. I met.
Made him fuck them up.
Don't make him waste that good behind right, us, like, bitch.
He fucked him up.
He was like, by request via Instagram. So DM.
To be honest. Real professional.
It's cool. Oh, yeah. It's cool.
No. I mean,
that's why I don't hate. That's an entrepreneurial spirit.
Tell him.
All right.
Tell him. That's it why is he socially acceptable. Now, okay,
because he's been making that money.
Absolutely, it is.
Socially acceptable occupation. I'm not even drunk.
What you say? Right.
Basically, yeah. And you can just, yeah, and you'll see it later.
I support your OnlyFans. It's okay.
Okay.
Yes.
There we go.
That's my nigga right there.
Hold on. Member of the audience.
Oh, go ahead, member of the audience.
Sub, I'm audience.
Hey, y'all.
That was audience, y'all.
Thank you, audience.
Claps. Laughter and clapping.
This is Shanti Way. You can find me at Shanti.way on Instagram. And on Facebook, you can find me at The Empress Shanti. sorry, I didn't know if it was Shanti or Shania. I was real confused about that. But I'm really trying to get to 300 likes on this one picture. So if you could like that one particular picture, I'm in lemongrass Savage X Fenty lingerie. It's kind of a lime green color.
Oh, yes. So
if y'all
dope.
Could just see. Manage me two more likes on that picture.
Two more likes. I think we already liked it.
There's like
I reposted it and everything.
There's like six likes in this room alone.
Yes, give it up for the audience. Let me see if I can. I have clapping effects on here.
That's kind of hilarious.
I hate
you. You haven't used that shit?
I've never used these effects.
I would have been fucking with these the whole time.
I think effects are corny as fuck. Don't you cunt. Stop.
No, I'm done. I moved off.
Anthony just shot the pistol. Go ahead and plug your damn stuff.
Remember that shit? My name is Lester, the court jester, and hit the gun. No, all right, cool. It's from Soul Man with Bernie Mac's last movie.
Sir.
Aww. Oh, my God. Like, see, oh.
I need to pour one out for the homie. In my mouth. So hurry up.
Hurry, damn. Anyway. Stupid. So, yeah. Got me back. That nigga over here. King of the Lame Niggas. Anthony. You can find me on Instagram. I don't know, I guess. You can find me. It's INO_IGESS.
There you go. That's the real name, y'all. That's
it really is what it is.
It ain't like me when I be forgetting. Like,
nah. You be like, I don't know, I guess it's Jazzy. He be like, no, it's I don't know, I guess.
There you go.
Y'all make sure y'all go follow my people. Go support my people. Please go follow Shanti and like the picture. We just need two of y'all to do it.
Three.
There we go.
It is.
I mean, if more want to like it, that's cool.
Exactly.
Let's take this bitch. 400.
Let's take this bitch to 400. 303. What's up? Oh, no. That's why. Because then you got to wait for the requests. I feel that.
You got to wait for that shit, yo.
It's okay.
That's hindering your likes.
Don't tell them that.
I mean, you gotta give it to him straight, no chaser. Not like the
cat
like
litter.
That.
Cat litter pussy, I feel it. Okay. Let me conclude this real quick.
All right. So in closing,
I'm
hijacking your show,
bitch.
In closing of this pussy talk, bitch, look at yourself.
Yeah, I'm out.
Episode. I would like to say, go to www.theamirashow.com. Follow her on Instagram at the one Amira Show because it's the only one that
matters.
She knows it.
Keep going.
be here. I be listening.
She be here. Okay.
I be knowing.
She knows a couple things.
Ditto to what that bitch said. I absolutely love y'all. It's all love with the show. And I promise I'm going to get back on track and we're going to be broadcasting regularly.
You back. Don't even say that.
You guys speaking to existence, even though I'm like, the show's at 8 o'clock, but we aired at 10. That's weird.
We're chilling. He's issuing a challenge.
What does that mean?
Challenging my gangsta, but I love it, I guess. Like I said, it's all love. Oh, no. Everyone, tell everyone bye-bye.
Suck some dick. Bye.